继续，我们把时间交给牧师。
Children are dismissed. We'll give the time to the minister.
It's a very special Sunday today.
是，大概在，1980多年前。
About 1980 years before.
教会正式的诞生。
The church is established.
也就是在这一天。
On this day.
那这一天呢，叫五旬节。
Today is called the Pentecost.
或者叫圣灵降临节。
Or the Whit Sunday.
也是教会的生日。
It's the birthday of the church.
我们知道，这个节日对我们教会来讲是一个很重大的、很有决定性的一个日子。
We know this is a very important and decisive day for the church.
但是在今天的教会，在特别是我们的这个所谓福音派的教会里面。
But today, especially in the evangelical church.
我们常常会忘记掉这个主日。
We always ignore this Sunday.
除了我这个礼拜有告诉过的一些同工，是我比方的告诉他们这个礼拜天，你多少人知道这个主日是五旬节？
Except the co-workers,
不是被别人提醒，是你自己知道的。
Except the co-workers, I told them, how many of you know today is the, today is the Pentecost?
Great.
Great.
所以我们知道很少人知道这个节日是五旬节，今天是五旬节。
So we know that not many people know today is the Pentecost.
但是另外一方面呢？
On the other hand,
这个灵恩派的教会，他们一年的话，等了一年，到了今天。
On the other hand, the Charismatic Church waited this day for the whole year.
因为对他们来讲呢，这是他们可以最多的讲解圣灵的，或者说去追求圣灵的一个节日。
Today is the best day for them to pursue the Holy Spirit.
那到底圣灵在我们的信仰中我们究竟是怎么去理解的？
So how should we understand the Holy Spirit in our faith?
有一位研究圣灵在新约，他是研究新约的，但是他最出名的著作就是研究保罗著作中的圣灵。
One expert who studied the New Testament, one of his most important book is about the Holy Spirit in Paul's epistle.
他的名字很好记，叫 Golden Fee.
His name is Golden Fee.
前面是金，后面是钱。
The gold and the fee.
对，他呢就说呢，在西方的基督徒里面，
in the Western Christians,
他说这个对三位一体的上帝最没有印象的最没有一个概念的，就是圣灵。
They lack the impression of the three per the most in the three persons of the Trinity God. They lack the impression of the Holy Spirit.
我们想起圣父的时候，我们在想这是父亲嘛慈爱、威严等等，我们有一系列的这个形象。
When we talk about the Father, we have the impression of the.
我们关于耶稣呢，我们看过很多的电影，很多的这个画像。
And about Jesus, we saw a lot of movies and the figures.
也许我们很多人讲起耶稣的时候，就出现了最这个二月份上映的那个电影里面的那个人物。
Maybe many of us, when we talk about Jesus, we think of that guy in the movie.
我一而再、再而三的跟弟兄姊妹提醒，就是电影或者绘画里的耶稣大部分都是太帅了，跟那个圣经记载的耶稣距离很远。
I always tell the brothers and sisters that Jesus in the movie or the figures it's too handsome.
因为我们有耶稣传。
Because we have the
life of Jesus.
The life of Jesus.
所以我们就知道那耶稣大概的形象。
So we know how does Jesus look like.
但是关于圣灵呢，我们几乎很难有一个具体的形象。
But we do not have a figurative impression of Holy Spirit.
我们这个 CCL 团契在路德中的这个教会聚会，那这个礼拜过去的礼拜五。
The last Friday we gather in the Lutheran Church.
你看到这个圣灵的那些象征的那些他们挂的那个画是什么？
Do you know what's the image of the Holy Spirit?
就是一些鸽子啊，然后火呀，
It's a doves of fire.
那但是这些给我们很难有一个一个 person 的形象。
But this cannot give us an impression of a person.
那到底圣灵是谁？
So who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵究竟是怎样的一个位格？
What kind of person is the Holy Spirit?
所以在很长的时间里面，人把圣灵常常想象成只是一股力量。
For a long time, people imagined the Holy Spirit to be just a kind of a strength.
圣灵好像是一道水流。
Like the water flow.
所以圣灵，但是圣经里面告诉我们，圣灵是一位上帝。
However, the Bible told us the Holy Spirit is one person of the Trinity God.
所以基督徒我们都会背约翰福音三章十六节。
So we all can recite the John 3 verses 16.
就神爱世人，那一个 God so loved the world.
God loved us. God so loved the world.
然后耶稣是神的儿子差遣啊，被神差遣。那我们都知道这节经文，但是很多基督徒不会背第二处的跟这节经文两个平行的很重要的经文。
But many Christians cannot recite another verse which is related to this one.
在十四章的第十六节。
It's chapter 14 verses.
说我要求父就另外赐一位保惠师给你们。
And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper.
就是真理的圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit of the truth.
所以我们看到呢，在第二处的这个经文里面，圣灵是与父子是一样的一个类似的一个 person， 一个位格。
In that verse, the Holy Spirit is similar to the Son and the Father as a person.
在这段经文里面，我们可以用很简单的三段论就可以推出一个三位一体的这样的信仰。
We can come out Trinity faith in this verse with a very simple trilogy.
耶稣说，我要求父，父要差另外一位保惠师。
Jesus said, I ask the Father, and He will give you another helper.
大家有没有注意这段经文说另外一位保惠师
？Did you notice that it said another helper?
为什么是另外一位
？Why it is another?
大家想为什么是另外一位
？Yeah, do you know why?
因为已经有一位
Because there is already one
所以圣灵是另外一位
So the Holy Spirit is the other one
而已经有一位的是谁呢
Which is that helper
就是耶稣
It's Jesus
耶稣说我要求父父要差遣另外一位保惠师因为耶稣自己就是其中一位
Jesus said I will ask the Father and He will send another helper because He is a helper
那么在这里有个为什么说这个简单的三段论就可以来给我们一个很清晰的这个信仰呢
Why I say I can use a trilogy to give you a simple faith, a clear faith.
那父与子，耶稣说他与父原为一，所以父与子在这里是同等的。
Jesus said he was one with father, so He and the Father is at the same level here.
然后呢，这个圣灵跟耶稣在这里是相等的。
And also the Holy Spirit is at the same level of Jesus.
所以圣灵跟圣父也是相等的。
So the Holy Spirit is at the same level to Father.
我讲到这个相等，不是指是指同一个 person 的，是指他们在位格、在尊荣在神圣神性上是相等的。
I do not say they are a same person, but I say they are equal in their divinity.
那所以在这里我们就看到基督教信仰的最独特的地方，就是我们相信一个三而一的上帝。
Here we can see what's the most special part of the Christian faith is we believe a God which is three and one.
每一个基督徒都应该了解。
Every Christian should understand.
就是我们的信仰是一个。对象是三位一体的上帝。
So, the objective that we worship is a Trinity God.
从这个道理来讲，是一个奥秘，是一个极其难以解释的这样一个教义。
The theology is very profound.
但是从现实的应用来讲，是一个无比丰富的一个教义。
But as to the application to the reality, it's abundant faith.
Doctrine.
Doctrine.
那么我们知道这个为什么这样呢？因为三而一的信仰告诉我们基督教的信仰是多与一的一个统一。
Because the faith of Trinity tells us that the faith of Christian is the unity of multiple and one.
基督教的信仰是一种团契，是一种这 community 这个中文要怎么说？就是是一个群体。
The faith of Christian is about the community and the communion.
就是fellowship。
Fellowship.
就是一种友谊，一种群体。所以基督徒的信仰不是一种个人主义的。
So the faith of Christian is not about individualism.
我们相信的是三而一的上帝。
We believe the God which is Trinity and one.
而这个信仰带来给我们一个是单一的，但又是丰富的。
So the faith is unique and also
所以从某种角度来讲，基督教信仰是排他的。
So, to some angle, the Christian faith is exclusive.
但它又极有包容性的。
But also, it includes so many things.
所以基督教的信仰它不是一个简单的让我们有一种宗教生活或者是死后解脱。
The Christian faith is more than the religious life or relief after the death.
而是一种整体的生活方式。
It's a unity. It's the way of life.
是一种从内到外的，是一种从世界到我们的灵魂的一种全部的这样的一种世界观，一种价值观。
It's the value from internal to external, from the world to inside of our heart.
所以上帝不仅仅是在是一种崇高的，离我们很遥远的，坐着掌权的上帝。
God is more than a God with authority and far from us.
上帝也是成为人，在住在我们中间的上帝。
God also became man.
这就是圣子的道成肉身。
That is the incarnation of the Jesus.
上帝也是住在我们里面的上帝。
God live inside of us.
这就是圣灵。
That's Holy Spirit.
所以我们会看到从整个宇宙的角度。
So we see in the whole universe.
从整个历史的角度。
The whole history.
和从我们个人的角度。
And to ourselves.
我们都在这个三一的这样一个群体里面。
We are within the group of Trinity.
是在我们的信仰的这种。我们信仰的上帝的三而一带给我们是一个无比丰盛的信仰生活。
The Trinity brought us a very abundant faith life.
那所以只那些忽略这个圣灵的信仰是一种不健康的信仰。
So any faith ignore the Holy Spirit is unhealthy.
所以我们需要在这个节日特别来思考。
So on this day we should think of
我们如何来认识圣灵，如何来面对圣灵。
How should we know and face the Holy Spirit?
在1906年在 LA, 在洛杉矶有一条街道叫做 Azusa, 那一条开始这个一个灵恩运动。
On 1906, on a street called Azusa in Los Angeles, the movement of charismatic started.
大家知道已经超过100年的历史。
It's more than 100 years.
但它的更早一点是在1901年，但是那个没有形成一个运动。
Earlier it's in 1901, but it's not a movement.
在近100年的这个教会历史里面
，in this 100 years of
这个灵恩运动成为一个最突出的现象。
The most outstanding phenomenon is the charismatic movement.
任何一个神学院。
Any seminary
都需要去教导关于这个对待灵恩派的这个问题。
Should teach how do we deal with the charismatic?
每一个成熟的教会，它在这个信仰的这个信条里面，它的教会的这个信条里面都要表白对这个灵恩派的看法。
Every mature church will express your opinion to the charismatic church in their doctrines.
它产生一种非常两极的反应。
There are two poles.
一种呢是很狂热的。
One is very a fever.
所以从这个五旬节中神召会。
The local church.
是这个 the Pentecost church.
Pentecost church.
就是他们的他们表现的非常的狂热。
They are zealous.
而另外一些呢长老会的。
Another side, the Presbyterian church.
表现的非常冷漠。
They are very indifferent.
那到底是怎么样呢？
How is that?
所以这个灵恩派非常的清楚。
The charismatic church, it knows very clear.
长老会也非常的清楚。
And also the Presbyterian church knows very clear.
那结果呢？这个第三方出现一个和事佬，叫做福音派。
And the third party named the evangelical church.
说大家要兼容并收，不要吵了。
We should not quarrel with each other.
我们都需要圣灵。
We all need holy. We
all need Holy Spirit. 但我们也需要理性思考。
But we also need rational thinking.
那到底要怎么样呢
？So how is that?
不知道。
We don't know.
所以这个福音派最有代表性的叫洛桑会议。
The most
The Lausanne, Lausanne, gathering. Yeah.
The Lausanne gathering of the Evangelical Church.
Yeah, 但是在那里面你会看到什么人都有。
You can see all kinds of.
我们今天从个体基督徒到教会都面临抉择。
So we are facing a choice, for the every individual or the church.
我们怎么去面对这一百年来这个教会历史的这个问题？
How should we face this issue in the past 100 years?
让我们来回到圣经。
Let's go back to the Bible.
在这个新约的作者里面，在福音书的作者里面，路加是一位特别注重圣灵的作者。
Among the authors of the Gospels, Luke is especially emphasis on Holy Spirit.
他对圣灵的讨论超过其他的福音书的作者。
His discussion about the Holy Spirit is more than any other authors.
但是我们需要注意呢，跟现代很多灵恩派的解释不一样的地方。
But different from many of today's charismatic explanations.
圣灵在路加的著作中不是一个主角。
The Holy Spirit do not play the main role in Luke's books.
而是圣灵是跟耶稣和救恩紧密联系在一起。
But Holy Spirit is tightly related to Jesus and the salvation.
路加非常详细的记载这个耶稣出生的这个经过。
Luke described the birth of Jesus with much details.
但是在耶稣的出生里面呢，这个圣灵扮演着重要的角色。
And the Holy Spirit played a very important role.
而在耶稣的成长
，and also the growth of Jesus.
尤其是耶稣的侍奉
，especially the mission of Jesus.
这圣灵呢，在耶稣的这个生活里面是一个举足轻重的这样的一个角色。
The Holy Spirit is so important in Jesus' life.
但是主角始终是耶稣。
But the main player is Jesus.
但耶稣在他的从出生到成长到侍奉到复活，他一直都跟圣灵都有非常密切的关系。
But Jesus, from his birth to his resurrection, is deeply related to the Holy Spirit.
所以从这个角度而言，耶稣比任何人都了解圣灵对人的重要性。
To this angle, Jesus knows more than anyone else the importance of Holy Spirit.
所以当他要离开这些门徒的时候。
When he's leaving the disciples,
也就是我们读到的这个经文。
When we are reading the
scripture, 他就对门徒说：“你们一定要等候圣灵临到你们身上。”
He said, "You should wait until the Holy Spirit fill in you."
他要告诫这个门徒：“你们在没有得着圣灵之前，不要出去传道。”
He warned the disciples, "Do not go and evangelize."
不要去建立教会。
Before the Holy Spirit comes,
在圣灵得到圣灵之前，你们什么都不要做。
Before the Holy Spirit comes,
你们只做一件事情，那就是等候圣灵。
Just do one thing, wait.
为什么耶稣会有这样的教导
？Why does Jesus told
这里面有
like this?
很深的这个用意在里面。
There is very deep meaning.
我们没有可能从整个路加的这个记述来分析。
It's impossible for us to analyze, within the whole Luke.
但我会给一个比较相对简洁的框架来理解。
I will give you a easier way to understand.
我们知道为什么要等候，要门耶稣为什么要门徒等候
？Why does Jesus require his disciples to wait?
第一个就是因为上帝做事是有时间的。
First, there's a timing of God.
就是他们不可以出去，是因为神的时候还没有到。
They cannot go out because the time the Lord has made has not come.
在耶稣的一生里面，他经常出现他的说话里面经常出现一个短语叫什么？我的时候还没有到。
In Jesus' life, he always say, "My time has not come."
所以有的时候人要杀耶稣的时候，耶稣就跑了。
So when sometimes people want to kill him, he just escape.
所以他也逃跑。
He also is to escape.
为什么呢？因为他说我的时候还没有到。
Because he said my time has not come.
在约翰福音里面的那个我的时候还没有到是一个非常固定的用法。
In John, this is a very common.
每次都跟耶稣的这个得荣耀连在一起。
Always related to Jesus be glorified.
那所以耶稣在他的侍奉里面，他知道都要按照时间的。
So in Jesus' mission, it's also according to the time.
耶稣出生是什么？是耶稣的出生是按照死后满足才来到这个世界上。
The birth of Jesus is because the fullness of the time had come.
而耶稣的死在逾越节的时候，大家知道唱什么歌吗？
Do you know when in Jesus died in the Passover, what do they sing?
他们唱的诗歌是一般的，几乎啊，所有的这个圣经学者认为，他们唱的根据犹太人的传统唱的是，这是耶和华所定的日子。
In the Passover, the psalm they sing is, this is the time God had made.
所以呢，耶稣的死是一个神所定的时候。
So it's a time that God established.
而耶稣的复活是三天后复活。
The resurrection of Jesus is 3 days later.
为什么耶稣不是第一天复活？
Why doesn't he just
为什么不是第四天复活？
On the first day or on the fourth day?
为什么在十字架上死的时候不马上就活着跳下来？
Why doesn't he just jump out of the cross?
因为这有神的时候。
Because it's the time God had made.
耶稣知道，他的侍奉必须按部就班，按照上帝的时候。
As Jesus know his mission should accord to God's plan.
甚至现在，耶稣呢的关于耶稣的再来，也是一个神的时候。
Also, the second coming of Jesus, is according to God's plan.
耶稣说：“那日子没有人知道，但我有父知道。”
Jesus said, "No one knows except for the Father."
所以必须门徒的侍奉里面必须要学习一件事，那就是等候神的时候。
So one very important of discipleship is, to wait God's time.
所以我们可能有热心来为上帝做事。
We may have fever to work for.
但是我们必须要去等候神的时间。
We have to wait for God's time.
我在以前在马太福音读到一段话的时候，我在十几岁的那个时候刚刚读圣经的时候，我很不明白。
When I was a teenager, when I was reading Matthew, I cannot understand.
就是耶稣说，你们看，庄稼已经成熟了。
Jesus said, "It's time to harvest."
所以你们要干什么呢
？So what should you do?
你们要求庄稼的主打发工人去收庄稼。
You should pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest.
我为什么不明白
？Why can I
understand? 我觉得庄稼要收割了，耶稣应该说什么？所以对那些门徒说：“你们自己看着办吧，你们还不赶快去收割庄稼。”
I thought Jesus should say you should go and harvest.
为什么还要祷告求庄稼的主打发工人
？What do you have to pray and pray for sending out the laborers?
其实这就是时候的问题。
That's a problem of time.
就是要等候神做事的时间。
We should wait for the time that God had made.
而在《使徒行传》的第一章里面
In Acts chapter 1.
当门徒问耶稣说你复兴以色列什么时候啊？
When the disciples ask, when will you restore the kingdom of Israel?
是现在吗？
Is that now?
耶稣怎么回答？
How does Jesus say?
说神定的时候是你们不可以知道的。
It's not for you to know times or seasons that Father has fixed.
其实耶稣有回答他们什么时候。
But Jesus told them the time.
他说当圣灵降临在你们的身上。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
你们就到处为我去做见证。
You will be my witness.
这其中这就是神的复兴的来到。
This is the revival of God.
虽然这不是一种最终极的复兴。
This is not the ultimate revival.
但是呢，这是啊，这是一个神时候的来到。
But it's the coming of God's time.
所以我们知道，在任何一个时代里面，我们都需要了解神做事是有时间的。
We know in any age we should understand that God has His plan.
所以如果在三十年前。
If it's 30 years before,
你要说你要在教会开展所谓这个对中国大陆学生的工作。
You want to start a student mission in among churches.
你可能很有热心。
You may have great faith.
但是你会明显发现时候还没有到。
But you will find obviously the time has not come.
但是今天就不一样。
But it's different today.
所以我们知道神做事是有时间的。
We know God has.
而基督徒教会就是要把握住上帝做事的那个时间。
So the Christians and the church, we should grasp the time of God.
我们在基督徒的生活里面，我们常常有两件事情造成很大的困难。
There are two big difficulties, in our life.
第一件事情就是等候。
One is waiting.
因为我们人有一个想法，我们就不希望等候，就快快的希望能够什么实现。
We do not like wait to wait. We like to fulfill.
我觉得上帝给我一个在我的成长经历里面有一个很特殊、很特殊的经历。
I have a very special experience God gave me.
我就是有一段时间我特别迷恋种菜。
For a period, I just like to grow vegetables.
所以我就找遍了所有有荒地，那只要有人的这个田呐。地是荒的，我就跟他说，能不能让我种菜啊
？I try to find a field to grow vegetable.
被他们笑得半死。
They just laughed at me.
说你能整得活吗你
？Can you do that?
就是说能不能让这些菜活起来，都是个问题，就是浪费纯粹浪费种子。
To make them survive.
那我不管，我就种了特别的特别的多。
I don't care. I just grew a lot of vegetables.
但是后来我很快就发现一个问题。
Later, I found there's a problem.
有些长得很好，有些长得不好。
Some of them grew very well, and
为什么呢
some are not.
因为那个长得好的是我很关心的。
Because those good vegetables, I do care about them.
但是呢，还有一个细节就是，我关心的最多的那个都要死了。
Another detail is those who I care.Most, they are.
你知道为什么？因为那个菜种下去，你每天捞、每天弄、每天施肥，它就要死掉的。
If you take care of the vegetable every day, they just die.
所以有的时候要任凭它。
You just
杂草丛生的时候处理一下，它长得好。
You should leave them alone.
所以你不关心也不行，关心太多，不关心也死，关心太多也死。
You should neither don't care of them or care of them too much.
我当时根本不知道为什么突然在这个那个时候有这样非常疯狂的这样的一个举动。
I really don't understand why do I want to act like that.
几年后我开始做传道人，我还不明白。
Few years later, when I
后来随着这个在教会的这个里面的服侍的时间长了，那这个种菜的这个经验对我越来越有启发。
Until I served in the church for very long time, I feel the experience of growing vegetable is very important.
因为我太喜欢种菜，所以为什么那些菜其中死的最大的原因就是种的不是时候。
The most important reason for the death of vegetable is it's not the correct time.
你想想，在夏天种菜能活吗
？Can you grow vegetable in summer?
所以我们知道只有春天的时候那是一个好的时机。
We know only in spring it's a good season.
加州例外。
Except for California.
所以我们知道 你要等待那个时机。
You have to wait for the time.
但是第二个人为什么困难呢？
The second difficulty
就是你要等待他的成长。
You should wait for its growth.
你要等待他，让他成熟。
You should wait for it.
有的时候
until it's grow.
有的时候这也很困难。
Sometimes this is also difficult.
你想做的时候要等着，不能现在做，你会感到很痛苦。
When you want to do it, you have to wait.
第二是你做了以后，你要等很久才有结果，你也受不了。
When after you did it, you have to wait a very long time for the result. It's also painful.
但是在雅各书教导我们说什么？我们就是要学习等候，学习忍耐。
The book of James told us we have to learn how to wait.
耶稣不要他的门徒马上出去工作。
Jesus didn't ask his disciples to go out
immediately. 而要他们去等候上帝的时间。
Rather ask them to wait for the time of God.
但是另外一个呢，我们非常会造成我们生命的困难的是什么呢？
On the other hand, what makes us feel difficult is
就是很多基督徒不想服侍上帝。
A lot of Christians do not want to serve God.
不想在福音上面有投入的。
Do not want to invest to the gospel.
但他可以有很简单的一个理由。
He has a very good reason.
别做了，为什么？神的时候还没到。
Because the time has not come.
什么都有个理由，神的时候还没有到。
Everything has a reason.
那人家说，那到底神的时候啥时候到呢？
So when someone will ask, when is the time of God?
他还说，那我又不是先知，我不知道。
He said, I'm not a, I don't know.
但是如果只要你说神的时候到，他就会反驳。你看，神的时候还没有到。
But when you say this is time of God, he will say,
我们怎么来处理这个难题？
How do we deal with this?
要是教会决定做什么，开展什么事工，这个 board 不想做的成员永远都可以说时候还没有到。
Whenever church want to do something, the some board member can always say the time of God has not come.
但是我们回到耶稣的教导，耶稣的教导这里到底要多久呢？
When we go back to Jesus' teaching, how long does it take?
耶稣说不多几日。
Not many days from now.
也是你们要等候，但是呢，耶稣所说的这个时间是很确定的。
You have to wait, but the time here is fixed.
就是再过十天。
It's 10 days.
所以我们知道神要我们等候，但有的时候我们很难受，但是我们必须要等候那不多的几日。
Sometimes God asked us to Wait, we have to do it for a few days.
我想这是耶稣对门徒教导里面第一个很重要的。
This is a very important teaching of Jesus.
要等候神做事的时候。
Wait for the time.
第二个是这些门徒要成为耶稣的见证。
They will be the witness of God.
那耶稣说你们要去为我做见证。
Jesus said, "You will be witness of me."
我们知道如果没有圣灵临到他们的身上，他们不能作为耶稣的见证。
We know without the Holy Spirit, they cannot be the witness.
在福音书里面，当耶稣钉十字架的时候
，In the book of Gospels,
那些门徒世上
，they just ran away.
那些彼得三次不认耶稣
，Peter denied Jesus for three times.
怎么能够成为耶稣的见证人
？How can they become the witness of Jesus?
耶稣知道他们的软弱。
So Jesus know about their weakness.
耶稣知道他们的本性如何。
He knows about their nature.
所以他们要等候的是圣灵临到他们身上。
So they have to wait for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的降临对他们有个决定性的影响。
The fill of Holy Spirit is decisive for them.
是一种门徒生命的一种全然的更新。
It's the update of their life.
使他们能够成为有像耶稣一样的生命。
They can have a life which is similar to Jesus.
所以我要特别请大家记得这一点。
You have to remember.
圣灵降临到地上。
The ascendancy of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在圣徒中间的工作。
The work of Holy Spirit among the saints.
最主要的工作之一。
The most important of all.
就是去塑造基督徒的生命。
Is to change the life of Christians,
像耶稣基督一样
to be like Jesus Christ，
能够顺服上帝
，to obey God，
能够背负十字架
，to bear the cross，
能够至死忠心
，to what？ to be loyal to be loyal until death。
所以这些门徒他们怎么可能为福音能够舍命？
How can they give up their lives for the gospel？
只有当圣灵临到他们身上的时候，他们才有这个勇气。
Only when the Holy Spirit is upon them，
因为他们圣灵把耶稣的生命带到这些门徒的生命里面。
Because the Holy Spirit brings the life of Jesus to the saints，
所以他们能够去面对十字架。
So they can face the cross，
所以他们能够去背负这个十字架。
They can bear the cross。
所以这个彼得当死的时候，他说什么呢？说把我钉十字架，而且要怎么？要把我倒着钉十字架。
When Peter was about to be executed, he said, "Crucify me and make me upside down."
那为什么这些一个三次不认主的人会有这样的变化？
Why this guy who denied Jesus for three times changed so much?
这是因为圣灵临到他。
It's the work of Holy Spirit.
所以没有圣灵在他们的身上，他们不可能那这样忠诚的去宣扬上帝的福音。
Without the Holy Spirit, it's impossible for them to proclaim the gospel.
第二个很重要的是，我们看到在福音书里面这些门徒呢，耶稣怎么教导他们都很难明白。
It's very important. We see in the Gospels, whatever Jesus teaches them, it's hard for them to understand.
这个故事对我的有很大的这个安慰。
This story just comfort me a lot.
所以你读了好几年神学，你在这个思想上很混乱。
After you learn many years of the theology, you feel your idea is messed up.
拿了一堆神学的学位。
With a lot of theology,
但是一篇道讲不清楚。
But you cannot preach.
你怎么看待这样的人？
How do you think of that?
所以我们通常会说，你看，读神学是没用的。
Many people just say it's useless to learn.
花了这么多钱，学到的都是知识。
You spend so much money only for the knowledge.
其实呢，看见这样的传道人，你应该要多欣赏一些。
When you see this kind of preacher, you should think higher of them.
为什么呢？因为你说这看起来很像耶稣的门徒哎。
He just looks like the disciples of Jesus.
所以当你今天很辛苦的去教导，那去训练，但是怎么也弄不明白的时候。
When you get trained very hard, but you cannot understand.
你不要沮丧。
Do not be dismayed.
你教孩子也好。
When you are teaching
教子日学也好
，children，
那传道人做教导工作也好
，or to be a preacher，
你不要沮丧
，do not be dismayed，
因为当圣灵真理的圣灵临到的时候，他就会改变。
But when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will be changed。
当圣灵临到这些门徒的身上
，so when the Holy Spirit come upon them，
他们突然对圣经的应用叫什么得心应手。
They suddenly can apply the Bible very well.
或者叫什么出神入化。
Very
God. 对啊，有的时候英文会形容这个人就像什么那个神一样，就是说very God.
Like with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们会看到这个。门徒的这种对圣经理解的变化。
So we can see the change of the understanding of disciples to the Bible.
是因为圣灵的领导。
It's because of the Holy Spirit.
所以没有了解圣经。
Without knowing the Bible.
没有可能为耶稣做见证。
It's impossible to be witness of Jesus.
对圣经了解稀里糊涂的人。
Those who do not understand the word of
the Bible, 你很难真正为给人解释福音是什么。
You cannot explain to people what indeed is the
gospel. 耶稣说：“为我做见证的就是这经。”
Jesus said, "It's the Bible that be witness of me."
所以，什么叫为耶稣做见证
？So what is to be the witness?
从这个层面来讲，就是解释圣经。
To this angle, it's the explanation of the Bible.
就是能够用基督的 亮光来解释一切的经文。
So use the light of Jesus to explain every script, every verse.
但是我们知道，你很难透过一般的训练让人达到这个地步。
This cannot be achieved by any common.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
那另外一方面呢，是指他要赐给这些人有恩赐。
He also gave his disciples gift.
是甚至有让人无可抵挡的能力。
Even the irresistible power.
我们知道，福音信仰是对人理智、对人的意志是一种极端的挑战。
The faith of gospel is a great challenge to our rational.
我们可以这么说，按照一般科学、哲学的逻辑是不可能相信基督教的。
According to the normal scientific or logical thinking, it's impossible to be a Christian.
因为很多的基督教很多的讲法太过于荒谬，在一般的理性看来太过于荒谬。
Because many sayings of a Christian is too absurd to the normal thinking.
所以有一个早期有个伟大的教父说，人家问他，你为什么信基督教？这么荒谬的信仰，你为什么相信？
So one of the early church fathers, when people ask him, why do you believe a so absurd religion?
他说，因为荒谬，所以我才信。
He said, because it's absurd, I do believe.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
使人跨越人这种理性的障碍。
Make people get over the obstacle.
除了这个以外呢，人还有意志上的问题。
Also, we have problem of,
Will, 对
Will,、yeah.
就是因为什么呢？因为虽然我觉得基督教挺好，但是要我决定去跟随耶稣啊，过一个基督徒的生活，还是很犹豫。
Although I feel the Christian is great, it's hard for me to be a disciple of Jesus.
我认识很多中国的研究基督教的学者，他们满嘴都说基督教是很好的。
I know a lot of scholars of Christian in China. They all said the Christian is great.
那人家问我问他，那你为什么不信主呢？
So when people ask them, why don't you be a Christian?
这个嘛还是要什么要很难下这个决心。
They said it's hard to make the decision.
我们都知道有很多的原因。
We know there are a lot of reasons.
比如说他是党员。
Maybe they're the party member.
他的梦想是要做大学校长。
Maybe he wants to be the president of the
university. 你要信了主呢，基本上就没有可能了。
It's impossible for a Christian.
他副校长都困难。
Even the vice president.
然后呢，你信主以后，对你评教授是有影响的。
It's also you will have difficulty to be a professor.
我有个在浙江大学的教授朋友。
I have a friend in Zhejiang University.
他那个系他们的学院说你是我们这里边教授里边最有学问最棒的。
His department said you are the best among us.
但那个系主任对他说 ，Sorry， 你不能做正教授。
But the dean just told him, "Sorry, you cannot be a full professor."
那为什么
？Why？
他说上面组织不同意啊。
Because the party does not agree.
因为什么？因为你是基督徒，大家都知道。
Because you are a Christian, everyone knows.
他说这是我们系的耻辱，但我也没有无能为力。
This is the shame of our department, but I can do nothing.
所以后来他终于当上正教授了，他就请我吃饭，说我终于当上正教授了。
Later, finally, he became a full professor.
吓我一跳，我说难道你否认信仰才达到的吗？
I feel so scared. Did you deny your faith?
但是我知道他是不会的。
I know he won't.
所以我们知道啊，很多人没有办法下这个决心。
I know many people cannot make this decision.
因为对他的事业是有妨碍的。
It's a great challenge to their.
基督徒有很多的这种生活上的挑战。
Also, a lot of challenges in their life.
谁能够做这样的决定
？How can make such a decision?
谁能够不顾一切的要去信仰
？Who can abandon?
在第一世纪，你甚至有性命的危险。
In the first century, you may also be executed.
你怎么能够做这个决定
？How can you make such a decision?
因为圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵的感动，人没有办法不称耶稣基督为主。
Because the work of Holy Spirit, you cannot deny Jesus as the Lord.
所以保罗说什么？说福音就是上帝的大能。
Paul said the gospel is the power of God.
所以意思就是人没有办法能够抵挡。
It's what human cannot resist.
但这是因为 圣灵的领导。
It's the work of Holy Spirit.
那我想再提一个。
The last point.
就是圣灵的来到，为什么才耶稣才叫他们出去
？Why Jesus tells them to go out until the Holy Spirit comes?
是因为福音的事工、教会的建造是一个属灵的，是一种属灵的的事情。
Because the mission of gospel, the establishment of the church is spiritual.
我们不是依靠才能和势力去达成啊，达成这个福音的所谓的结果。
We do not rely on the mighty or the power to fulfill that.
而是依靠上帝的灵。
But the spirit of God.
当啊没有圣灵的灵在。
Without the fill of Spirit.
我们很容易的这个，我们这个教会就会容易变成什么一种社会运动。
It's very easy to let the church to become the social movement.
甚至变成一种宗教贩卖。
The marketing of the religion.
或者变成一种政治党派。
Or the partisanship of.
但是圣灵的领导才能够使教会始终保持作为一个神圣的属灵团体。
Only the fill of Holy Spirit can let the church be a holy fellowship.
那些渔夫跟那些学者怎么能够一起共事
？How can the fishers work together with the scholars?
这是因为圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Because it's the unity that Holy Spirit gives them.
不同的民族。
How could different nations?
Races. Yeah, 或者是啊不同的这个文化
，different cultures，
不同的个性
，different personalities，
是完全不同的家庭背景出身
，different family background。
你怎么可能始终作为那一个爱的这样的一个团契
？How can you become a fellowship of love？
你怎么可能啊？怎么可能来保持这样一种合一性呢
？How can you remain your unity？
只有圣灵的来到才可能。
It's only the Holy Spirit.
使教会保持一种纯洁。
Let the remain the purity of the church.
是一种属天的事工。
It's a mission of heaven.
而不是一种世俗的一种啊政治运动。
It's not a secular political movement.
所以我想呢啊跟弟兄姊妹啊我们要啊记得几个方面。
There are a few aspects that we have to remember.
那第一个呢，就是我们叫圣灵是父上帝应许给他的每一个儿女的。
The Holy Spirit is promised by Father that to every of His sons and daughters.
所以呢，我们每一个基督徒都应该领受圣灵，经历圣灵。
So every of our Christians should experience the Holy Spirit.
第二是。圣灵的领导使你会产生改变。
Second, the work of Holy Spirit, change you.
所以你是怎么样子，那不是最重要的。
So it's not important whatever you like.
关键是你有没有真正经历在你生命中圣灵在你生命中的动工。
What's important is did you really experience the work of Holy Spirit in
your life? 而因为圣灵与你同在。
Because the Holy Spirit is with you.
因为你被改变
you are changed.
这个世界也会因你而改变
The world can also be changed.
所以我们基督徒是有雄心壮志的
So we Christians has our ambition.
但不是一种啊出于血气的野心
It's not the ambitions of flesh.
而是因为有圣灵的同在，我被差遣去改变世界
It's because the Holy Spirit is with us. We are dispatched to change the world.
我今天预备了一个一分半分钟的一分半的音乐给大家。
I prepared a music one.
这是马勒第八交响曲的第一首赞美诗。
The Mahler Symphony 8, the Hymn 1.
我希望能够在这个一分半钟里面呢，我平常的结束祷告我就不做，我这一分半钟里面让大家。听着这个音乐，一边来思想和祷告，能够每一个人发出这样的祈求说：“来吧，创造主圣灵。”
You may pray.
或者说，请来创造主圣灵。
With the music, you should say, "Come, the Creator, Holy Spirit."
使我们每一个人啊，神的儿女都真正能够经历啊，圣灵的生命对我们生命的转化和使用我们对这个世界的改变。
May everyone experience the change of Holy Spirit. May Holy Spirit use us.
恳求神借着他的话语，让我们在灵里合一，彼此相爱。
We pray that through his word.